The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Carol Wojtyla, the future Pope John Paul II, in one of the greatest literary works I've ever come across, a book entitled Love and Responsibility, he writes that the very nature of love requires a gift of self. One cannot speak of love without speaking of this self-gift. And the more fully we love someone, the more complete that gift is. And when we have come to total love, it entails the perfect gift of self. And he does not touch upon God in this work. It's a philosophical work speaking about the nature of human love, and especially the love between man and woman. But in other works of his, theological works, he says it is God himself who gives us this example of the perfect gift of self. And we see this in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord goes into a synagogue, he preaches, probably for hours, people speaking with him. He drives out a demon, he goes back to the house of Simon. There he cures his mother-in-law. That evening after sunset, the entire village, it says, gathers around the door. How late into the evening was he up? I cannot imagine that he refused a single person. Perhaps past midnight, as person after person came to the door. The next day he gets up and he says, "We must go on to the nearby villages. I must continue to offer myself to people." The more we live in union with our Lord Jesus Christ, the more he calls us to this same gift of self. Just recently I finished reading Pope John the 23rd's writing on the life of St. John Vianney. And at the very end of it, he says, "For almost 15 hours each day, John Vianney lent a patient ear to penitence. This work began early in the morning and continued well on into the night. And when he was completely worn out and broken, 5 days before his death, and had no strength left, I thought the sentence was going to end. Only then did he finally stop hearing confessions. When he was completely worn out and broken, 5 days before his death and had no strength left, the final penitence came to his bedside. Even then, he did not stop. At the end of his life, it is estimated that he heard roughly 80,000 confessions a year. Approximately 250 a day. Not in his young years when he was full of energy, at the end of his life in the final years. What did our Lord do between the night and the next day journeying to the nearby villages? He rose very early before dawn and he went to pray. John the 23rd says of St. John Vianney, no matter how completely he poured out his life for the salvation of others, he never neglected his own salvation. Actually, his prayer life increased the more he gave himself to others. As we seek to make a gift of self, let us remember that the source of love is God. And if we want to give ourselves, it must begin by communion with Him.